What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. We got to clear up some things today, so we're going to jump right into it. And I want to call this episode, That's Not Faith. That right there, that ain't faith, friends. Let me just say this. I'm a really generous person. I promise you I am. Early on in ministry and early on in my life, you know, every time I got a couple things, you know, a couple dollars, I just gave it away. I just always wanted to bless, right? Oh, you like this? You can have it. Oh, you want this? It's yours. Oh, And then the more resources that God's entrusted me with, the less I just want to hand it to any single person. Because I realize that you can be spirit-led or man manipulated. And I realized in the early days when people would come around me and go, oh, brother, just pray for me. I showed up here and I don't have any gas money or food, but I'm trusting God. Yeah, you know, in the early days, I'd probably be like, oh, man, well, I can help you not. And then now I just kind of look at that guy and I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, there's nothing about you that's trusting God whatsoever, right? Like, you don't come in here and try to, like, manipulate me because you didn't plan properly. I mean, look, I do great things for God, right? I do. I step out in faith. I believe. And we are a faith culture, right? So, like, there's always a greater part of me that's like, man, I'd rather you try, right? But somewhere along these lines, right, it goes from supernatural to super spooky real quick, right? Like, it goes from supernatural to, yeah, you're actually very naturally super. Like, you're just super actually natural. Like, there's no faith involved. And we have to stop poor planning and calling it faith. Like, in the course of, like, 2 months, I had two situations arise where people called me and was just like, hey, I'm in a bind. And I'm like, okay, why are you calling me? Somebody called me the other day. Hey, man, I'm down here for the conference, but I just want to give you a call. I don't have anywhere to go. Our plans fell through. We have nowhere to stay tonight. Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, do I look like hotels.com? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm not Hilton. Well, no, I'm like, okay, why are you calling me? That's what I said. I don't know. I'm just trying to step out in faith. I'm just trying to operate in faith. I'm just trying to. No, that's not faith, bud. I said, maybe you're actually not stepping out in faith. Maybe God's trying to show you that you're not planning properly and you shouldn't go on trips without, I don't know, buying a hotel. And it's sad to me because I preach a pretty radical message of faith. I really do. I'm like, go for it, right? But sometimes mixed up in the translation of go for it, people somehow interpret as, I don't even have to think. God's just going to do it and I'm not going to do anything. What? Sure. A missionary of 30 years that's given their life to God, been on their face 40 hours a day, or, you know, there's not, but you know what I mean. Sure. If that person comes to our church and they've given their life to live in Mozambique and they tell you one day they had no rations, and they walked into a bush, and God supplied them with food and ministered. Yeah, okay, sure. You're not them, right? Like, you don't even barely pay your electric bill. And you're trying to compare yourself to Paul the Apostle? Come on, guys, stop. Why does God get the bad rap? Because somehow we don't understand what faith really is. Faith is a calculated risk. Calculated. I have only $400 in my account. I really feel like God wants me to go to this conference. How can I make it work? Not, I have only $400 in my account. I'm going to buy plane tickets for $300 and I'm just going to show up with no food or lodging. Guys, I love you all so dearly. Stop. It's not faith. People show up in New London all the time. I'm here. I didn't ask for you to come. I'm here. Why are you here? Well, I just, you know, I heard you preach at the last conference I was at, and it really impacted me, and I just felt like the Lord said, show up. Okay, wow. Well, I'll be praying for you that he finishes what he was telling you. That's not faith, guys. That's not faith. That's not faith. You want to have faith? Believe for the income before you go on your trip. You want to have faith? Plan. It's crazy. We have to say that today. There are times that we have to step out and believe. We're going to address it in a moment. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about that's not faith. And I realize that, look, I mean, I every time I do a podcast, if I don't know, there's always a room of people that have known me or know me or come to my meetings that somehow get worked up like I'm talking about them. And I just need to explain myself. I am talking about you, okay? I'm always talking about you. If there's even a part of you that thinks I'm thinking of you, I am. Like, what are we talking about, guys? Come on, let's start a dialogue then. That's not faith. There was a day that there was a man in a boat and Jesus showed up on the seas. And Jesus looked at him and Peter said, Lord, is it you? If it is you, tell me to come out and I'll walk on water. And Jesus said, come. And the Bible says that Peter, hearing the word of the Lord, stepped out on the boat and began to walk on water. And as you know, he started looking at the winds and the waves and he started to sink. He started to walk on water. What was he walking on? He wasn't walking on water. Well, he was, but he wasn't. He was walking on the word. How many people do you know walk on water? Let's start with probably no one. You know what he was walking on? The word. Come. You know where faith lies, friends? In his will and in his word, right? So do you want to go, forgive the bad expression, balls to the wall? Do you want to go all out for God? Find his word. You know what he written to you. And find his will. That's when you throw everything to the wind. But finding those things are very difficult, right? Because if you're not fully sure he's asking you to go on this and you're not fully sure, then you better not. And if you are, like, let's say the Lord says to me, I want you to go here. I want you to go to this conference. I want you to just go to New London. That sounds great. My thought wouldn't be, okay, I don't have no part to play in this. I'm just going to show up. Whoa, dude, not at all. If God's fully calling me to do something, then I better plan. What is it going to cost me to go? I'm trying to teach you guys how to operate in faith. The Lord told me one time, go to this place in Canada and do a big meeting, do a big conference, and bring your own team. Can you imagine? Literally, we went to St. John, New Brunswick one time. I paid for everything. God said, go, do a big conference, bring in your friends, do these things, and let's believe God for such an awakening in the region. I mean, please. You're going to one day, in the halls of history, realize the love we have for the Maritimes and what we've done in that region. I mean, they do conferences now and like bring me up like I'm some old dude that did crusades there. Can you imagine if I just was like, oh man, Lord wants me to go to St. John, New Brunswick. Wow. Okay, I'm going to buy my plane ticket And then I'm just going to show up. Can you literally imagine that? If I just showed up, hey guys, I'm here. No promotion. This thing ran me almost 30 grand. No promotion, nothing. Just show up. Hi guys. The Lord told me to come to St. John, New Brunswick. Okay, why are you here? No, the minute the Lord told me, you know what I did? I started planning years ahead, six months ahead of time. Who am I going to have come? Who's going to run it? I need to fly my team up. Who's going to do this? You're going to drive up. You're going to fly. Let me plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have these are the sessions. This is the church. This is da, 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 da. And you plan everything out, and then you let God move. You want to have faith? If God's calling you to go on a trip, get the figure you need before you go on that trip and then pray. And then believe. Let's see how much faith you really have. You want to do something great for God? Calculate that mug. Risk. It's calculated risk. What do I need to put in front of me to believe for? Okay, I need $5,000. I need $1,000. I need $300. I need $100. God, I'm believing you for this. You bring it to me. I know it's you. You want me to do something extra? You want me to make room? I'm going to make room for it. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to believe. That's faith. It's not faith to be stuck and be like, oh man, I'm just trusting. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, but God, I'm here. Can't do it. There are times that God is going to ask you to go, but you better find his will and you better find his word. And let me tell you, he backs that up. He backs that up. Are you a missionary like Brian Simmons was in the Puna jungle, and there's no electricity and no mail and no money, and you want to build a church and you need some extra straw to tie the logs together to build a sanctuary for God? Yeah, then you better pray and hope that an airplane comes by and Mill drops some money to you, which he did, and God came through. That's not your issue. Hey, Pastor, I'm just here. I have nowhere to stay. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's start with it's never been easier to get a hotel ever in the history of the world. Let's start there. So look, today, be calculated, friends. Don't be weird. Dream big, but then let's trust God beforehand. You want to have faith? Then make your plan sure. Dream and plan, and God will fill every ditch that you dig, but let him fill it. You don't need man to be your provider. You don't need somebody else to give you a handout. God will come through if it's truly him. We love you. Until we see you tomorrow, you're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.